the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Spotify for Podcasters has launched 2019 Unwrapped, a look back at your year as a podcaster. If you log in to the Spotify for Podcasters dashboard, you'll see your top episodes, top countries, and the two farthest countries in your listening base, whatever that means. And now here's an edit. This was embargoed until midnight, New York time. It's now 6 o'clock, New York time, and we can't see this feature yet. We guess it's coming. Anyway, where were we? The last quarter for Spotify saw a podcast listening growth of 39%. Oh, and we're on Spotify too. 2020 looks like it might be the year podcasting finally gets smart. That's according to Entail's Will Harris, writing for PodNews. He suggests that supporting podcasts' growth requires not just experiences that can scale beyond the hand curated, but data and monetization that can support that growth too. Here's what else I can sell you today. 11% of the daily is advertising, according to research into daily news podcasts at Rain News. That shows that the 25-minute podcast packs in 5 different spots. Paolo McCarty highlights something we missed at the time when Stitcher and Earwolf moved from Art19 to Omni Studio. That meant that every part of their business, production, hosting, distribution, and monetization, is now owned by their owner, Scripps. The New York Times reports that Facebook is looking into creating podcast apps. It doesn't say much more than that. Headliner is now integrated into Audioboom. Fox News Radio is now available live and on demand at radio.com. Podcast Day 2020 will be in London on June the 16th. A Milwaukee company, Zima Podcasting Network, has announced it's to invest into a number of binaural audio dramas. And how do you make an audiobook sound better? By calling it a podbook, it appears. An audiobook with the rhythm and flow of a podcast. How to Be a Rockstar has been a big, successful podbook in Brazil, where it's been made by podcaster Guga Mafra. It's exclusive to the Storytel platform. And in advice today, how can you make the jump into a full-time podcasting career? Will Williams suggests to look before you leap. And does music production differ from podcast production? Mandy Pennington highlights the differences and the similarities. And there's plenty more in our newsletter at podnews.net.